Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was Bill Belichick's new podcast with Underdog Fantasy Sports. He's breaking down the Jets offense. And if you recognize that other voice, his co-host is his right-hand man. Not just on the sidelines, not just when he's a head football coach, but also when he's running the podcast. That was the voice of the greatest offensive coordinator the New England Patriots have ever known, Mr. Matt Patricia. Initial thoughts on the Belichick Patricia NFL podcast over at Underdog Sports.
So the cut in the video stunned me. Like you
when
have Bill
to Patricia,
yeah, like. I felt like I was watching wrestling, like surprise tag team partner, like
right.
Some cameo in a movie where you were stunned with who they got to do it. Whatever.
My God, that's Matt Patricia.
Basically, like he doesn't look comfortable in the video. He kind of repeats what Bill says in a way.
That's what most co-hosts on the podcast do. I mean, that's sort of, you know.
It was very strange. Very, very strange to me. I guess not overly surprising. I mean, if Bill's going to hire him to be an offensive coordinator, then he's going to hire him to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly, that's his boy. He's going to take care of his boy. He had probably some say in this. So am I to assume or presume this is going to be every week? Like, he's going to be the co-host of Bill Belichick's podcast, Breaking Down Football every week for...
He's not with the team now, is he?
Oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, yeah. So why?
Yeah,
I mean,
great, you know, great observations.
Thank you,
Bill. Nice job. I would say that. Here's my thing.
Do you have any interest in any of this?
In that podcast? Not really. I mean,
I don't have any interest in watching these things from Bill. I don't know why. I feel like am I just being a contrarian because everybody's excited to see Bill? Or, like, it's great. He thinks, the one thing I found interesting, and maybe I fixate on words more than others do, he said about the offense, good running back, good quarterback, great wide receiver. And I'm like, wait. Aaron Rodgers is a, quote, good quarterback, and Garrett Wilson is a great wide receiver.
Interesting.
That stuck out
to
me.
He loves Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he loved Aaron Rodgers. And the other thing is, all I could think of is these two are greasing the skids to slide right into the coaching chairs in New York.
Yeah.
Midway through the season. And I'm going to do that for every one of these. When he breaks down the Cowboys, I'm going to say they're greasing the skids to land in Dallas. When he breaks down the Bills, I'm going to say he's greasing the skids to land in Buffalo. I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They love the attention. They are also like that chick that we compared the Red Sox to. Bill likes the attention.
Oh, hypothetical chick. Yes, yeah. He does, of course.
Bill likes the attention. He's a tease.
Mm.
And then he might just stay doing this media forever.
He's kind of into it.
People tell him he's not good at it, maybe.
If I'm Matt Patricia, I may take a break from the Bill Belichick thing. You know, like, I know
Absolutely.
That's obviously his guy, but
Bill Belichick
did not do him any favors in his second stint here. When he made him the offensive coordinator, he basically signed Matt Patricia's death warrant, I feel like, in the NFL. Like, he was already on thin ice after his tenure in Detroit. It was such a bad thing there. But rather than bring him back and, I don't know, put him in a position where he's had success before, where he was a Super Bowl caliber winning defensive coordinator, he has him as, like, a special weird assistant, and then he has him as an offensive coordinator. And I don't know. I mean, listen, there was obviously other people in place, like his kid, that he wanted to run the defense, and Gerard Mayo as well, and, you know, other people that he had sort of on that side of the ball. But he brought Patricia in, and rather than putting him in a position to succeed, made him a laughingstock. I mean, that whole thing with the offensive coordinator, that's never going to go away.
And then scapegoated him.
Yeah.
Then ran him out of town.
Absolutely.
Then moved on from him. And maybe Bill lost power in the last year, and maybe that was all Robert saying, no, we're bringing in Billy O'Brien, mm-hmm. and we're getting rid of your boy Patricia, which I'm not sure of, because I had always heard that the Crafts liked Patricia and had a lot of confidence
too.
In his intelligence and the things. So I think if Bill had said, no, I'm putting my foot down, Matt Patricia stays, not as offensive coordinator, just stays.
Mm-hmm.
He could be special assistant to the HC or whatever you want to call him.
The Eagles hired him as a senior defensive assistant.
Sure.
He wasn't the coordinator.
So
you could have done that.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And he can just help out on that side of the ball. So he kind of got scapegoated, and I agree with you. I've always said the only bad thing that Matt Patricia did was say yes to this terrible idea that Bill Belichick had.
Absolutely.
I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL, where
I
did a pretty good job.
Probably shouldn't have said that either.
No.
Because, you know, Malcolm.
And did
Ballard
you think he looked – there was all these – I hate the aggregators that do the overdramatic clickbait headlines,
mm-hmm.
and it was – Matt Patricia, this guy's unrecognizable in his new role with Bell or something.
I recognized him immediately.
Immediately, you're like, yeah. It's Matt Patricia. He's lost some weight. He
sure.
lost the beard. He looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, he's in a less stressful environment, right? Now he's just doing a podcast once a week with Bill Belichick. So,
yeah
he doesn't, but he looks exactly like he always looked. He's Matt Patricia.
Yeah. He should bring in some of his other, he should bring in Mangini. You know, he should bring in.
I don't think he's bringing Mangini.
McDaniels. You know, all the guys who are just sort of kicking around, you know, looking for something to do. I just saw McDaniels on, I think, Julian Edelman's podcast this past week, so he's doing the podcast circuit. There should be all the other fellas, you know, from the Belichick coaching tree who kind of flamed out, which is basically all of them, and bring them on to talk about whatever it is he wants to talk about.
It's not a terrible idea by you.
Yeah.
That bring them all in, and you know how, I think this is the podcast that was sold as, like, he's going to bring you inside the head coach's mind kind of thing.
Right.
Well, do that with everybody. Bring me inside the defensive coordinator's mind, the offensive coordinator's mind, the offensive line. They're all unemployed right now, basically.
Right.
Bring them all in and utilize all of them and make like a Netflix documentary podcast series thing out of it.
Could find a better title than coach with that idea.
Coach. That was already taken. It was a very funny show. I enjoyed it. With Dauber.
I enjoyed that show, too.
You probably have no idea what I'm
talking about. A little bit.
The podcast, which is from the same people who brought you the WEEI Afternoon Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.